caring for one another. 8 Ways to Cultivate Meaningful Relationships. Written by Edward T. Welch. Narrated by Larry Wayne. This audio production is copyright 2019 by Two Words Publishing and is published by Two Words Publishing under an agreement with Good News Publishers Crossway Books and Bibles. Based on Caring for One Another, 8 Ways to Cultivate Meaningful Relationships. Copyright 2019 by Edward T. Welch. Preface. Our calling is to care for each other's souls. We want to bring our struggles to the Lord and to each other, so that the church can be strengthened and the world can witness wisdom and love. But since we have a long list of our own problems, we could easily think that care for others is best left to those who are more qualified. But the kingdom of God operates in ways we might not expect. Here, the humble and weak are the ones who do the heavy lifting of pastoral care. Jesus gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:11-13. Shepherds and teachers do the work of ministry. They also train us to do the work of ministry. Apparently, the Lord is pleased to use ordinary people, through seemingly ordinary acts of love, to be the prime contributors to the maturing of His people. If you have trusted in Jesus rather than yourself and you feel weak and unqualified, then you are qualified. Then you are called. The goal of these 8 lessons is to further shape the culture of your church so that counseling and mutual care of souls become natural features of the body's everyday life. The lessons are short, but dense with essential theology and teeming with possible applications. They are intended to be read aloud in a group. Participants don't have to read anything beforehand. Lesson 1. With all humility. Our helpfulness, our care for souls, starts with our need for care. We need God, and we need other people. Maturity through dependence is our goal. As a way to put this humility to the test, we ask for prayer. This will contribute to a church culture that is less
sample complete. Ready to continue?